Zostak, this is dictating on Charity Darby. Charity. 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 Darby is Darby. D as in David. Charity Darby. Darby. Date of birth is 11/1/78. Their visit is 8/2/22. Please make a copy for Andrea Barrett. B-A-R-R-E-T-T. Barrett, B as in boy. Andrea is A-N-D-R-E-A. Their APRN. Andrea Barrett, APRN. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath and wheezing. Next paragraph is for an illness. This is a 43-year-old lady with a history of ulcerative colitis. Was hospitalized at Advent Hospital in June this year with severe shortness of breath and respiratory failure. The patient was placed on BiPAP due to hypoxemia and severe wheezing. And she was given IV steroids and bronchodilators as well as IV antibiotics including Rocephin. And subsequently discharged on oral antibiotics and oral steroids, which she has completed. She's presently on a Trilogy Ellipti inhaler, one puff a day, and states that her breathing is much improved, and she denies any cough or significant sputum, and denies any fevers or chills. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of respiratory failure and can you please change that? Past history includes history of recurrent bronchitis and previous history of pneumonia. The patient has ulcerative colitis but takes CBD oil for control, and her colitis is in remission. Next line, habits. The patient does not smoke, no alcohol use, and she works as a maternity instructor. And next paragraph, family history, father died of gunshots, and mother's alive in good health. Next paragraph, allergies to latex. Next paragraph, system review. The patient denies weight loss or fatigue, no double vision or cataracts. She has some hoarseness and wheezing and shortness of breath. No urinary symptoms. No chest or jaw pain. No abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, or reflux. There's no bruising or enlarged glands. And she does have, she does not have muscle aches or joint pains. No headaches, blackouts, and no skin rash. Next, medication list included Trelegy Ellipta 1 puff a day, Albuterol Inhaler 2 puffs PRN, Flonase nasal spray 2 sprays in each nostril, Loratadine 10 milligrams a day, and Montelukast 10 milligrams daily. Next, physical exam. This averagely built middle-aged lady who is alert, no acute distress, no pallor sign of the citrus or clubbing. Blood pressure 110 over 70, pulse is 76, respiration is 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 140, saturation 98. HGNT announced phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat was clear, nasal mucus mildly injected. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with essentially clear lung fields, no crackles or wheezes. Heart, the absence of regular sonorization, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no rhinomegaly, bowel sounds are active. And the extremities, no lesions or edema, no cap tenderness, reflexes of 1 plus. No gross motor deficits, cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next, paragraph, breast number 1 is reactive airway disease with recurrent bronchitis. And number 2 is resolved respiratory failure. And number 3 is allergic rhinitis. Next paragraph, plan. Patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study, CBC, IgE level, and eosinophil count. She was placed on Flovent HFA, 110 micrograms, 2 puffs twice a day. Cerevent Discus, 1 puff daily in place of Trelegy. And continue with single air 10 milligrams a day. A follow-up visit we arranged here in approximately 2 months. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Andrea Barrett, APRN. Thank you.